gas prices in Wisconsin have been flirting with $4 a gallon, and those have been some of the highest prices in the country. Here's the good news. We may have topped out, at least for now. Until now, blame the refineries. They send 2.8 billion gallons of gas and diesel to Wisconsin every year. Yet every spring, before driving reaches its peak, they partially close for routine maintenance.
These are mechanical facilities, and you have to maintain them just like you do your automobile, because bad things can happen if you don't.
Aaron Roth is executive director of the Wisconsin Petroleum Council. It's a trade association. He says this year, two of those refineries that supply Wisconsin are undergoing major overhauls, so the supply entering the state has been tight. And when that line is choked or some retailers then bring in fuel from farther away, prices rise. Roth says other factors play into the mix, but not to as great a degree. For example, crude oil has been more expensive. So has ethanol. Plus, he says the whole U.S. fuel infrastructure is more concentrated now than it used to be.
30 years ago, we had 340-some refineries in this country. Today, it's something like 140. And so, because of the Clean Air Act, U.S. EPA regulations, non-profitability of some of these refineries, they just went out of business. And so, although we've increased capacity at existing refineries to make it up, there's less flexibility in the petroleum system when we have these occurrences, whether it's a pipeline break or a major upgrade at a refinery.
If it's any consolation, Minnesota has faced an even tighter pipeline and gas prices averaging $4.25 a gallon. Lest we only talk with Roth when gas prices spike, he wants to share the good news.
It's a short-term problem. We are hopeful that in a week or 10 days it will alleviate itself.
His prediction? Fuel prices will fall 15 cents per gallon in coming weeks. Refineries are starting to come back online. Pam Moan agrees the worst is behind us. She's spokeswoman for the Wisconsin AAA. Yet, even as prices dip, she expects plenty of travelers this coming Memorial Day weekend to scale back their plans. At least, that's how a lot responded to a survey the firm took last month. And at the time, gas prices were 30 cents lower than they are now.
They may not travel as far, or they may not stay quite as long, or they'll not eat out as much and look for other ways to save money when it's costing them so much more to get to their destination.
According to Moan, most travelers consider gas prices between $3.44 and $4 a gallon the breaking point at which they adjust their plans. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.